Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here he is, too cool for school. What's happening, sir?
Yo, what's up, man? You good?
I mean, you see, you're already cool. And then, like, I didn't realize that there was such a dope hair color situation happening under that cap. And then I was looking at you and I was thinking, like, how many people could actually properly pull this off? And somehow you do it, like it comes together.
Yeah.
Were you the cool kid at school?
No, I wasn't, but I was the class clown.
But that's always the cool kid is the class clown.
No, I wasn't. The cool kid is one who has all the cool things like the PSP, cell phone.
The Nintendo thing, like Nintendo was big back then.
Yeah. You know, in all the games and stuff. And the one who was loved by the girls, you know.
Okay, yeah. So they didn't love you then.
Now they do, though.
Would you rather they love you then or they love you now?
Now.
Yeah, it's much more important. Rather later in life.
Yeah.
What do you think it is they love about you, DJ Rico?
My music and my sense of humor, I guess.
What are that? Yeah, you seem like quite a cool guy to hang with.
Thank you.
It's interesting, though, because, like, music, I think if you were young, say, 10 years ago and in high school, like, music, I don't think was as cool as what sport was. Like, it was cool to be, like, a really great soccer player or really great at rugby or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I feel like kids that are in school, like, if they're producing music at home and they know how to use logic and that, like, they are the coolest kids in the class.
Yeah, music and entertainment is what's cool right now. You know what I mean? Because I feel like the local stars are the reason why it's cool now to the kids. Because when I was growing up, the only person who was very cool was maybe Tiko Modise, you know what I mean? But now... our rap stars can drive the same cars as what Tiko Modise used to drive back then, you know what I mean? Maybe it's because there wasn't much money in entertainment as back then, because money is always the motivation for a lot of people, you know what I mean?
No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, entertainment and music and all of that has kind of really evolved.
Yeah.
But at the point that you kind of got into it, or started maybe thinking about it before you turned pro in sort of 2014, like, the prospects maybe didn't look as great as what they do now.
Yeah.
So what was it that attracted you to music and entertainment when, like, it wasn't as cool? I mean, it was still cool, but it wasn't, like, as cool, and you couldn't, like, there was no Instagram, you know, 5-6 years ago that could help you pop off or whatever. So how did you, what was it that drew you to it before it was glitzy and glamorous and all that?
Now, for me, like, I've always been able to play music in a club, you know what I mean, and to produce. But what really drew me closer to this dream was like the reaction that people always gave me when I was playing, you know what I mean? And then I thought maybe I should just take this thing professionally, you know what I mean? Because the love was there and I could see, like, whenever I was doing this, I never felt like I was working.
Yeah.
And then someone told me that you can actually make money off this and actually survive in life, you know, just doing this alone. You don't need a 9-to-5.
But what did everyone in the family think when you made that decision? Because, like, parents... No matter what, they still want their kid to be a lawyer, an accountant, or a doctor, or an actuary. Like, it's those are the four things they want.
You see, like, where I come from, and like, you have to be one of those things that you just mentioned, or you have to do something else that brings money. As long as it brings money, they're going to believe in it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they saw the first check, they started believing in it. You know, it didn't take that long.
But isn't it hard to get that first check? I mean,
it's very hard. It's very hard because you have to pay your dues.
There's so many people trying. Yeah, there's
pay your dues
so many people trying to get into it.
Ask anyone. Ask the biggest artists in the lane right now. They started doing free gigs. You know what I mean? That's where you all start. And then from there on, you grow. And then,
so where would you say you are now in your career?
In my career, I'm like Questa before Ngud.
What a great comparison. That really puts it
into... just before Ngud. Yeah.
So you're there, we're like aware. Now you're taking back to like Questa with Flavor, and then it could go either way, like when that came out, and was it going to be great? Was it right? And then certainly like that track kind of took it to the next level. So you feel like you kind of... There's a tipping point that's going to happen in the next few months.
My next move could be the deciding factor, you know what I mean? Could really tell if I'm getting in or stay where I am forever, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you excited to be sort of more in the public's face and more like, are you excited for more people to talk about you, more people to find out more about you, more people to have opinions on you? Are you excited for more positive comments and more negative comments?
I've dealt with both, man. I mean, like, whatever comes, I mean, as long as they're talking about me, because the more they talk about you, the more gigs you get. And
Okay.
You know what I mean? That translates.
Even
to
if they're saying, but it looks like your song is from someone else.
they've said it before. You see, yeah. The song.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people.
I'm just
people.
Saying.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
You see, 2030. They say it's similar to Travis Scott.
Really?
Pick up the phone, something like that. But it's not similar.
Okay.
Like when we produced this song, I had never heard of that song.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I was referring to what's in, you know what's in,
yeah, I know yeah, yeah,
those guys, I mean that is,
I know
very
who,
similar,
yeah.
All right, yeah. So we're going to take a listen to 2030 now. Take me behind the track before we take a listen and sort of give me like the whole process in putting this piece together.
In putting the piece together. Oh, okay. Now you know that I've got these friends of mine called Untitled Beat. So we will make beats together, and the other day at around 8:30 in the evening, we made this crazy beat, and then we saved it as 2030. I looked at the watch, and I saw 2030, and I saved it like that, and then I sent it to Mother Boy Cray, did the hook, and then from there on, I just felt like Zuchi Cooked Up would be very good on it.
Oh, he's so cool, yeah.
Yeah, and then Chet the Don, you know. Yeah. I mean, I sent it to Zuchi, and Zuchi is very close to Chet. I'm sure he played it for him, and then he jumped on it too, and then.
And now we have this great piece of music. I'm a huge fan of the track. If someone hasn't heard it, I'm excited for them to take a listen.
Yeah.
It is a DJ Rico and loads of other cool kids that live their best lives. It is called 2030. More with DJ Rico, other side of this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So, like, take me through, like, the big dream. You know, you got that one big thing you really, really want to achieve. What's the big, big thing you want to get done?
Yeah, one big thing I want to get done is... do a song with maybe Wizkid or Davido or any other big African act, you know.
That would
I mean?
Be cool, yeah.
That's my big dream, and then that song should be played in almost all 54 African countries, you know. That's my dream.
I dig it, yeah. And there's been this huge sort of move towards kind of, I don't want to say African music, but an African feel to stuff globally in that, and I think it's a great time to be a musician from SA, right?
Yeah, because we got the juice now. Like,
yeah,
Africa's where the juice is at. You know what I mean?
What's absolutely? Yeah. What's your Instagram handle?
@DJRico_SA.
Okay, I want to see this DJRico_. You know, you can tell a lot about it. It's one thing to see someone's Instagram. It's another thing to have them in front of you and ask about certain things on the gram here.
Yeah.
So I'm checking out kind of a lot of cool promo stuff. You say you need tattoos?
Yeah, I'm going to get some one day.
Okay, you want to get a tattoo situation going on.
Yeah.
And then you got quite a cool style. How would you describe kind of the DJ Rico signature look?
Like, I don't know why I must, or like, am I dressed in this today, because I'm always wearing black.
Okay.
I love black, yeah.
So you decided to change it up with a bit of, but it's like a cool sort of some color that
you've
taken.
It's summer, you know, you have to be colorful sometime, but I'm always wearing black, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are some of the cool people that you've worked with so far that you're excited to potentially maybe collaborate with again one day?
Tweezy, he was on my other song Don't Trip with Major League DJs and Cry from Ambitious, you know. And I'm definitely gonna do something with Zuchi, you know, again soon.
Yeah, I mean, that guy is just totally like killing the game and too cool for school and tattoos and all of that.
Yeah.
The family, everyone's stoked with how things are going. Hey, no one's like, oh, what is this guy doing with his life? Like, stressing.
Except my grandmother.
Oh, shame. Okay, yeah. It was always the grand.
She wanted me to be a lawyer.
Okay.
So I'm like, nah.
Not for
me. I might consider it, you know, when I'm done with this music thing. You know, because you're never too old for education.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah. So... yeah.
Well, listen, bro, it's been very, very cool to have you in. What is your final word to the people, and then how do we connect with you all over social media?
On Twitter, it's DJ Rico, S-A, one word. On Facebook, it's DJ Space Rico, S-A. And then, I have a song. No, it's not my song, actually. I'm featured by Kuli Chana.
Cool.
It's called Asambenan. I don't know when he's going to drop it.
Dope.
But we're shooting the music video sometime this week, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And I also have a lot of things, you know, that might not be in the hip-hop genre. That that I'm actually working on right now.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm also gonna do something with Shoma Josie again, cause
I produced
Village Dreams by Shoma Josie.
So cool.
So I might just do something again for her. And I'm also dropping a GOM EP, you know, just to show that I can produce, you know what I mean?
You're a busy guy. I'm surprised you have time for us there. There's lots going on, lots of music to be made. It's very, very
cool. Yeah.
Well, listen, very cool hanging out. Thank you so much for stopping by. I look forward to see how things progress kind of over the next few months. I'm excited for the WizKid track, because now we're just going to speak it into existence.
Yeah. But the only collab that I know that it's within my reach, it's Pato Rankin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got his number. I met him and got his number as we speak from time to time. You know what I mean? I'm sure once I have the right beat, I'm going to send it to him. And he's going to kill it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Rockstar DJ Rico, thank you so much for stopping by and all the best. We hope to see you again soon.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.